be traveling through. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and Rick Schmidt on this, a Saturday, the 16th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2019. Good morning, everyone. I don't have my normal little commentary for today. Frankly, I'm just quite thoroughly disgusted with the news. But I know Rick's got some stuff he wants to talk about, and I'll probably chime in there as well as Laurie. Rick, let's go ahead and kick this thing off, buddy.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, we've got some things that are, what would we call it? But I guess politically motivated, which is not where my heart is. But we've got this, here depression on. Sorry, that's a quote out of Old Brother, Where Art Thou? We've got state of emergency, of course, which I think is fun. It's a it's a late Valentine's Day present. Although, you know, when it comes to the art of the deal, I share your disgust. You know, it depends on what genius you're listening to at any given moment, and right. To how they feel about what the Donald did. Some say he caved. Others say that he used a political judo. You know, the old adage, push when pulled, right. Pull when pushed. That's how you use your opponent's weight against you. He took their 1.4. Yeah, he took their 1.4 billion. And then, and in a way, that's a small victory because Crazy Nancy said he wasn't going to get so much as a dollar. Well, if right. That's what you call a dollar in Washington terms, I'll take 25 cents.
I hear you.
So we've got that going on, and you know, I think, you know, for all of those naysayers that said that the Donald wouldn't run in 2020, that he was going to get all beat up and worn out and disgusted, I think it's possible you're talking about the wrong guy. This guy absolutely thrives on activity and chaos. This is a very singular sort of human. I would have thrown up my hands quite some time ago. If you believe Robert David Steele, there had been 12 attempts on his life, and I think in the last one, I mean, the deep state is serious about killing this guy.
I do too.
The last one, he actually lost one of his agents. One of his agents was actually killed in that fray. So, all things being, you know, what they are, you know, I think for the, I think we're going to get a border wall of some sort. And I think he intends this, I think he intends to keep his promise from 2016 or 2015, whenever, you know, whenever he was making these promises. But I think he wants to say, you know, promises made, promises kept in 20.
He does.
Well, next year, yeah, when the election cycle really fires up seriously, and no doubt at that point, these crazy lefties who get crazier all the time will no doubt trot out. Socialism 3.0, you know, there'll be more free stuff for everybody. It hasn't worked, and I don't mean in the real world. I mean, it didn't work in the real world either, but what isn't right. working is, you know, they tried to peddle this crap back in 2015 for the election with Bernie, and Bernie and Hillary tried a little bit of Bernie. You know, free this for you, free that for you. It didn't. The American people kind of rejected that anyway, in favor right. of in favor of capitalism. You know, they, you know, I know we've got a given segment of the population that really would love to have everything for nothing. I am of retirement age. I guess I'd like some free stuff, but at this point, I'm not getting any. I'm what they call an old white guy. So, yeah, I'm not part of their demographic giveaway contest. But, you know, we have this going on, and it's going to be just fascinating to see how this unfolds. I mean, we all knew in reality the money was there all the time. So,
oh sure,
this has been a contest of wills, nothing more really.
Well, I'll tell you, this contest of wills, I mean, it's clearly been won by the Donald. There's no question about that. You know, they told him you can't go there on declaring the national emergency, and he, mm-hmm. you know, he did a pulled a classic Donald. Watch me, you know. Tell me what I can't do again.
Yeah, that is the way I would see that. And you know, they thought they were going to dare him to do this, and they thought that he would be committing political suicide during a government shutdown. They thought that was the end of his career. Then they thought this national emergency was somehow going to be touching the third rail, and that would effectively end his popularity. It looks to me like his base has got the gloves off, and they're ready to go. They want the government shut down. They want a national emergency. They want a wall. And so as they have miscalculated once again, they think that, you know, if you want to get people on your side, what you do is you just offer them free things that have been paid for by other Americans. That's what you do. And they just can't believe that anybody's got any kind of a spine anywhere. So, yeah, to that extent, I would say that this didn't go as a black mark on Donald's record like they hoped it would.
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, the majority of people, I believe, that if you were to do an honest and sincere poll, not people just on Fifth Avenue or Wall Street or, you know, outside the coffee shop there at the Sears Tower in Chicago, if you were to do a true poll on the people of this country, I think you would find out that a very high percentage of people support what he's done. I really do.
I mentioned last week, a fascinating book written by, and I don't want to get into it because I don't want to waste any time, but it's called Our Town by Jim and Deborah Fallers. And as I mentioned last week, they flew in a small plane, I think it was, 100,000 miles back and forth across America visiting small towns. And what they found was is that this fake specter, this black swan of hatred that the left is always trying to push, the race baiting, xenophobe, homophobe, Islamophobe,
right.
911 truther, Sandy Hook truther, it doesn't matter. It does not exist in most of America. Most of America does not care about these things that the left thought that they would. That the left exists in this weird framework, this bubble, where they've got these serious mental issues, so they assume everyone else has them too, and they're just wrong. They're just
right.
wrong about that.
Exactly, I agree.
I absolutely agree
with you, Rick.
So I doubt anybody wants to read Our Town, but you could.
All right, Lori, were you trying to say something?
No, but you guys are talking about black marks. I think the only people with black marks right now would be Pelosi and her buddy up there, you know, at the Capitol. You know.
Oh, Chucky, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think the American people as a whole see them as the Keystone Cops of politics right now. I really do.
Well,
again, accepting the very large cities.
Is that the deal where the clowns all jump out of the car and run all over the circus and then jump back in this boat? 18 of them jump back in the Volkswagen and take off again. Yeah, I think that's
exactly
how I see them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. If you, not that anybody has read it, but my copy of James Wesley Rawls' book, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It.
Right.
He uses the name Schumer synonymously with poop. And so his statement on this is, he always says, when the Schumer finally hits the fan. So I'm just saying, even I don't know how old that book is, but it's got to be 15 or 20 years old.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I've been shredding my copy for at least 10. It's where I get some of my best information, and I will tell you folks out there, it's so obvious to me and Tim, because I know he's got a copy of it as well. If you don't have a copy of James Rawls's book, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It, you need to get one, because it's not a book, really. What would you call it? It's more of a how-to manual, wouldn't you, Tim?
Yeah, that's what I would call it, yeah.
Each chapter is kind of like bathroom reading. You know, if you're going to read about food storage, you don't have to read any other part of the book. It's just basically explains in detail what the clever way to do that is. And same goes for a very, very simple tutorial on precious metals, a very simple tutorial on water and cleaning water. Each chapter is basically a standalone, not that anybody's going to survive very long with, let's say, without water. But he goes into all that in the book, and I think you can get copies off Amazon for about $11 or $12. I will tell you that it's more than worth it. I have probably two copies here, but I've probably given away 20. Like with my Clyde's Garden Guide, I just got to make sure I never give away the last copy. Although mine looks like it got hit by the lawnmower, because I'm always in there.
I was looking at mine night before last. I don't have as much time as I was thinking we did. So.
No, probably not. You know, we can talk about that ad nauseum. With respect to that today, we are going to talk about water, and there is a my youngest son, who is a big deal with TD Ameritrade, spends a lot of time talking with financial people who basically eat and sleep this, and one of the people that comes up regularly is a doctor, Michael Ratz. His last name will come to me in 1 second. He is the subject of the movie The Big Short.
Right.
Michael is now spending Burry,
I think he's right.
Burry, yeah. With two R's. He is the subject of the movie The Big Short, and you know, nobody would have ever realized what Michael did until Christian Bale played him in the movie, and it was kind of like a chain movie, where there was then at that point kind of a discovery process where you saw the corruption in the market, you saw this man buying derivatives, essentially investing huge sums of money in leveraged derivatives, and thereby at that point putting himself at great risk, because these contracts that you buy have expiration dates. And
yes, they do.
Yeah, he bought them way too early, and he kept having to short cover, and it was costing him a fortune to hold the position, but he did it. And ultimately, we know what happened is, of course, now he's very, very wealthy, but now he spends all of his time investing and investigating, in investing in real assets, but one of his biggest ones is water, fresh water. So we're going to talk about water today. We want to talk about having an uninterruptible source of water, if it's at all possible. And I know, you know, almost everybody's eyes just rolled back, because now we're talking about some real logistical nightmares, like drilling a well or procuring property that has moving water on it, things like
right.
that. It's not a simple, it's not an easy subject to broach, but we'll just look into it. And I think just, you know, just to fulfill our fiduciary responsibility, we'll go over a little bit.
Well, I think that's a good idea. And after this next break, we can do that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Rick.
Also,
sorry.
Also, you know, we've got that guy coming from Goldwell Financial here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about metals as well, too. And you know, why maybe you never saw yourself as the sort of person who could or should be invested in metals. Maybe you just don't see yourself that way. But
right.
I'm hoping over the next couple months, before anything really weird happens, that we can invite you to see yourself in a different way. I'm hoping that
well, yeah.
we can make you realize that this isn't just for a certain sort of individual, for a wealthy person or for a stock market genius. It's not for that. Also, we're going to talk about
right.
trade genius. I've got trade genius up and running. So we're gonna we'll just go into that. Not that anybody really will care, but it is fascinating to see what is happening.
You know, I think they might care on this Gold Wealth Financial thing, Rick, because it is physical metal that you hold in your hand. But these
right.
folks, they teach you or show you how to use all the tax advantages by doing this, and also how to actually increase your wealth, not just preserve it. You know, and these guys have a stellar reputation. So, yeah, I talked to Steve Hunt earlier in the week, and his son has
yeah.
Starting football. So as soon as he gets the
right.
schedule and knows what Saturdays he's going to be open, the first available
right.
one, he's going to be here, you know, be here with us for an hour.
Yeah,
we can ask them.
Very informative.
Talk to
me
Thursday morning too.
Well, right. I think we should also mention to our listeners. You heard Tim say, "Steve, this is the same Steve that was supposed to be on last week with
mm-hmm.
Rick and I, but Tim gave him the wrong number, so it wasn't his fault that he didn't get through."
I cannot believe
so
you ran him out
sure
on the air that way.
Well, it's the truth. I have no problem admitting a mistake.
What? No.
Of course, I also have an excuse,
oh.
but nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. No, nobody cares about that or the mistake. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just know we were inconvenienced, and we're holding you responsible. Well, okay. Okay, yeah, that said, we'll get back into that. Soon enough with Steve, and I think Steve is probably in a position to explain, I guess, not only his case, but his case is for you, which is, I guess,
right.
the whole point. You know, the age-old question, what's in it for me? You know, we'll have to get into that, and I'm hoping
oh, yeah.
that some people, I think a lot of people will find that while they pictured themselves mentally as not in any situation or condition to invest in any metal, I think they're just vastly mistaken. When I look at my $200 grocery bill every week, and essentially there are only two of us here,
right.
we have, you know, You look at that and you say, yeah, well, there's, you know, that is more than 10 ounces of silver right there.
Yes,
the food will be gone in 1 week. Yeah, that food's going to just evaporate in 1 week. So, you know, what are we really talking about here? I mean, you know, so it's not as much
yep.
money as you
would
think.
Okay, guys.
All right,
ladies
and gentlemen. Go ahead, Lori. Go ahead.
We have our first break. We'll be back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Please hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back to Rural Survival Show here on RBN. The guys have been talking about a few different things. The last we were talking about was some, I believe, gold trades and water. You guys want to go ahead and continue?
Yes. Where would you like to go next? You want to
do water, or
you want to do metal? Which? How do you feel about this? We can do either one.
Either one's fine with me, Rick, honestly. I think Tim's having issues with his thing.
Well, we will. Let's just talk about metal for a minute and dispense with the situation. Because on the one hand, it's quite necessary. And then, on the other hand, it's as exciting as water. It's funny that these things are not as exciting as some other aspects of self-reliance, but you know, getting around them is not trying to ignore them is not advisable. With respect to metal, now when I say metal, of course, you know, I mean gold and silver, but with respect to that sort of thing, I'm going to say just a couple of things. I don't want to beat this horse to any great degree, but During the Great Depression, I happen to know that gold was around the $27 range. Now we've got it up around, what, $1,200, $1,300, somewhere in that range. And let me remind you that that's not gold changing. That's dollars chasing gold changing. It just means that it now takes $1,200 or $1,300 to do what $27 did back then. But at that point, back in 1913 or so, silver was at 11 cents. Statistically, we'll see that Warren Buffett bought I think it's 1.9 million ounces of silver in 1996 and managed to arrange for himself the bargain basement price of $5. At that point, that was thought to be a wonderful deal. And, I mean, you know, honestly, if you're shopping, you know, at those levels, if you're throwing around that sort of money, whatever, you know, you're talking almost $10 million worth of silver now, you should get a break. You should get a price break. That's what I call, you know, quantity. But if you use the same mathematics to calculate inflation, the rate of what dollars are, actually where silver is right this minute, 20-some years later, 22 years later, it is actually, it would be below $5. It would be below $11, 11 cents. It would be below $5. So even though you've got to pay, like, let's say $16 or $17 for an ounce of silver now, in reality, that's cheaper than Warren Buffett got it in 1996. There are.
You're absolutely correct.
There are a number of ways to look at what it's worth, and we have what's called M1, M2, and M3 is the money supply.
Right.
M3, if you use M3, which includes debt, all the debt and everything, that would, now how they do this is they take, I mean, it's just simple division. They take all of the money that's in circulation and the debt and what all the promised money is and all that. And they'll call that, they call that M3, and that there's a number there. They take that and divide that by all of the, what gold is available, what gold is out there, what gold is available. When you do that, you come up with a number of $50,000 an ounce. That would be,
right.
That's what, and we've got any number of people using any different numbers of mathematical. Some like to use M1, some like to use M2, M3. These are all, and actually, these are all a little on the conservative side because there's money in other forms floating around that isn't being factored in. So if you were to factor that in, it would be even more than $50,000 an ounce.
Does not mean that we're saying gold is going to go to $50,000 an ounce tomorrow. That is not we're saying.
No.
Okay.
No, we're not.
If it did, we'd be in more trouble than if it didn't.
Well, if it just goes to $2,100, at that point, believe it or not, Russia has enough gold in its possession now, to actually back the ruble completely. It would just go up just that much more, and which isn't that's not a lot to ask from gold, even though it's being it would have been there already had it weren't so heavily manipulated.
I agree. We can talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. See you in 3.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years for trade, taxes, and tributes. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent value. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Show. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answer to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic collapse. Visit GoldWealthFinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Welcome all of our listeners today, and we have been talking here the last few minutes about gold and silver. You gentlemen want to continue?
Yeah, actually.
We do because we've got water and gardening. We got water and gardening and other things we want to do, so let's try to put a bow on this, I think.
Okay.
How do we do that? What would you like? Let's say that statistically, right now, let's do it this way. There is a scenario out there, and it is probably true, that during 2008, at the very moment that the stock market collapsed, which is really, I think, late 2007, but
I agree.
It is right at that point, the silver also plunged, but it was very, very brief. Also, and so people are floating, those of you who think that you're tricky and you're going to try to grab a bunch of silver right at that moment, it was also, if you do your homework, you'll find out that the supply was like zero. There wasn't any to be had.
That's correct. Buyers got to it quick.
I would think that must be what it was because, you know, if you really look at that, if the price dropped, typically you would say supply and demand, and nobody wants it, therefore it should be all over the place, but it wasn't. It wasn't there. So
no. I honestly believe the algorithms kicked in, and that the institutional buyers bought it. You know, we both watch people on the on various shows on YouTube that actually got, you know, deal in hundreds of tons of this. You know, and it does get hard to get. That does not always mean the price goes up, because, you know, notional GLV SLV doesn't follow supply and demand anymore.
No, that's so manipulated. It means not. It's completely unlinked from any normal train of thought. It has nothing.
Let's call it reality.
The new reality. It's completely manipulated. It's completely fake. You can't look at it as a barometer. It's not the way the wind blows. It bears no relationship to any events in your life. So don't you can't use it for anything. With respect to this thing, if you're actually thinking, you know, as a person who's intelligent, skilled, self-reliant, or would like to be, if you're thinking about trying to snag some silver right in the center of an emergency, I've got to say that this is not good logic at all. This is like waiting until your house is on fire to go to Lowe's to get an extinguisher. This is like calling your insurance man in the middle of an auto accident and saying, I'd like to buy some car insurance. It doesn't work like this.
Right.
So, and as I think we pointed out, this is cheaper than during the crash, the Great Depression.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than it was for Warren Buffett in 96. Wow. And seriously, what are you really waiting for? One more dollar off of an ounce? I mean, you know, at this point, it isn't going to change your life. If we do have a reset, if we do have a real emergency where you really, really, and a lot of people have been saying this for 5 or 10 years, it isn't going to matter what you paid for your silver. The only thing that's going to matter at that point is how many ounces do you own. That's going to be the number that you're going to be concerned with. I know that years ago, I remember paying in excess of $30 for some ounces of silver at some point and thought I was getting a deal.
I remember that.
Somewhere in there, silver did hit 50 for about 8 seconds. And, you know, for about 8 seconds, I thought, oh, good, I'm finally going to have some money. But no, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase and some other people, some banks and other people slammed it all the way back down to the mat. And I think even after that, I think it went under 10 for a while. So,
you know, and this is really a tremendous buying opportunity right this minute, Rick. You know, Lori and I have only buy a small amount. So we use one 33rd of our paycheck to invest in silver every month.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's not a lot of money, you know, but once we have it, we have it. It's not something we're going to take to Walmart and go spend. You know,
no.
Never will. No matter what happens, we'll never do that. But I'm looking at it as not even for me. I probably won't live long enough to see everything crash, and that's okay. But Lori and the kids will have a little bit of a backstop, just a little bit, not necessarily while everything bad's going on, while there's food riots and all that, but on the other side, you know, after things start to recover.
Right.
That's when I think the precious metals are really going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think that is the case too, and I believe that Dr. Michael Burry is thinking, you know, the exact same thing. Now, yeah, I know he got in way, way early on the big short of the market in 08, but you know what they say, I'd rather be a year too early than a minute too late, because too late
is too late.
So. Yeah, timing anything is just almost impossible, but especially when it's of the financial nature and it's heavily manipulated. But you do opinion, this opportunity. You have this opportunity.
Yeah.
You've been warned and warned and warned. Yeah, if you're not going to do it, I get that. Okay, that's a personal decision for you. But God knows you've been warned over and over again that, you know, this opportunity might not get any better than this right here.
Well, you know, as an investment opportunity, let's look at what I consider a worst-case scenario. Silver only goes up to $100 an ounce. All right, let's say that's it. That's the top end. 10 years from now, it's $100 an ounce. You've still
probably not gonna
multiplied
happen.
Your worth by five times, though. You know?
Well,
paying $20 an ounce now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's
not your buying power now, folks.
No, it shouldn't stop anywhere near there. But, you know, it's once it starts to move. Yeah, once it starts to move, once the dollar starts to crumble, which is, by the way, and we've talked about, I'm not going to get into it, it's a designed event. So if you're thinking, oh, the U.S. dollar can never collapse, don't be crazy. Yeah, it was designed to do
designed
just exactly
to
that.
Let me ask you a rhetorical question, Rick. Has any fiat currency ever lasted the test of time in the history of the world? Has any fiat currency ever actually lasted?
Ours has lasted the longest. Typically, it's 200 years, and we're over that. So we are due for some horrific events. And the derivatives market out there, when this thing finally starts to slide, trust me when I say, when Tim and Laurie and I say that this is a designed event, the reason is there are people waiting on one foot and then the other to profit by this. And they will profit by this. This is why they're not planning their own demise. Don't think that. They're planning your demise, and they're going to profit by it. So, it's a planned event.
Well, look at all the people right now, even as we speak, that are shorting the U.S. dollar. You know,
right.
You don't put that kind of money into shorting the U.S. dollar unless you're very confident that the U.S. dollar is going to crash. Or at least, have some semblance of a crash.
Well, and bear this in mind, I mean, we have lots and lots of countries now trading, not in dollars, but they're trading unilaterally in their own currencies. We have China now with a gold-backed yuan, I think for almost a year now. I think it was last March. Now Russia is going to do it in what is thought to be the near future. They have just discovered a massive gold deposit in Siberia, which, by the way, that sounds like hell. Gold mining in Siberia, I don't know how. If you wanted to...
Same way they do it in the Yukon, I guess, buddy.
Oh, man, you talk about being punished for living. But the point there would be is if they take that gold into their treasury at this point, which I'm sure is exactly what Putin is thinking, there's no way this
That's
will
what
be
he's doing.
Anything. Oh, he's going to, yeah. He's been accumulating gold at a massive pace, but now that he's been given this gigantic freebie, you know, once he gold backs the ruble, Chinese back the yuan, the U.S. dollar's backed by absolutely nothing at this point unless the Donald. I know that Donald is kicking around the idea, which is one of the reasons he's trying to get himself killed, is because the minute you suggest getting away from the Fed note and gold backing your currency, they will kill you. They did it to Gaddafi. They did it to, was it Saddam Hussein or whoever else? I'm trying to think whoever else was thinking about starting a gold-backed currency. They were going to have a gold-backed renminbi. But that never works. Those people don't live very long. So, of course, I don't think that Donald has made a particularly big deal out of saying they're going to have a gold-backed dollar. But if we do, then that marks the beginning of a whole new paradigm. We'll then be competing with China and Russia on the world stage again. But if not for that, we also have all these failed bond auctions. And we've talked about that, and I don't want to get into that. I don't want to bore everybody. But we've got all these failed bond auctions where nobody wants our debt anymore, because our dollars, it's worth 3.8 cents if you don't count in the missing $21 trillion. If you count that in, it's worth 1.7 cents. So, is it any wonder we've got real problems? And if you want to stick your head in the sand and try to imagine that we do not, this is probably going to wind up a problem for you. So, one of the ways around this would be to try to acquire with your useless dollars, with your worthless, useless dollars, use those to buy physical assets. That's what China's doing. They're taking their unwanted U.S. dollars. and buying vast resources in on the African continent. So
yes, they are.
They're using.
They're doing vast infrastructure projects also.
Yeah, using worthless dollars, and that's one way to get rid of them is to take them and turn them into something real, i.e.,
right,
an ounce of silver, a shovel, farmland. I don't care what you buy, beans, rice,
right.
something tangible, something you know that isn't a paper IOU. So, which is, by the way, exactly what a dollar is. It's an IOU. So
it is.
You know, I guess we can sort of sum
unless
it up
it's a
right
dollar
there.
Coin,
I
mean, and then it's real money.
Well, yeah, that
you know
it is. It is that.
Yeah, if it's a dollar coin, that's made by the Fed, not the Federal Reserve, or not the Fed, but
right.
by the Treasury, not the Federal Reserve. And
right, you're talking about more than silver dollars.
Money.
Is that what you mean?
Not silver. Any coinage is minted by the Treasury.
Oh, you mean the pre-64 90% stuff? Yeah, I'm all for that. If you
right.
want to buy what they call 90% or junk bags, absolutely. Anything 64 yeah. except nickels, not nickels. Nickels are something else. But
well, you get World War II nickels with 40% silver, but that's not worth refining.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah.
In a junk bag, you won't find any of that. But, yeah, there is 40% out there. That's true. But the 90%, you know, you can walk in and just ask for a junk bag of old coins or a I don't know if they're offended by that term, but if you ask for 90%, you'll get bags.
I don't think they're offended. It is junk silver.
No.
That's what it's officially called.
It's just slang. Yeah. Some of these coins are so worn away from being carried that I almost wonder if.
Right.
So it's 90% of 90% of 90, only 90% of the coins still there. So I don't know what that is, but you know, you're still talking 20 times face. So you're going to pay $2
yeah.
for a dime. But in a real severe situation, if you had to buy something, that would be the way to do it. Not trying to use your silver coinage, but using actual U.S. coins made of silver. That would be a great way to handle that.
Yeah, I'm not advocating this for anybody, but Lori and I tried it just for the fun of doing it. We've been buying some fractional silver browns,
mm-hmm.
One-tenth and one-quarter-ounce pieces, just to see what they look like. It'd be nice
right.
to have a little something small if we wanted to trade something down the road. You know, we're not
right.
going big time with that. Almost everything we got is 1 ounce. Next month, I'm thinking about buying a 5-ounce round just for the hell of it. You know, it's all silver. So...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
They're cool. Yeah, they're cool looking. Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's a store of wealth. That's not something you can really use in trade. One more thing I would mention, and this is going to be interesting. I'm only going to mention this very briefly. At the end of next month, on the 31st, there is a new accord called Basel III. Basel III
yeah.
changes the leverage that a bank can hold, has to hold by law, in order to lend out their money. They're upping the ante. These people can no longer lend out so much money without having more stuff around. So what they're doing is they're buying solid gold because solid gold
yeah.
goes into the math at zero risk. So instead of trying to hold, I don't know what they would call an asset. I guess just cash on hand. They're
well,
loading up
sure
on gold
to market assets.
Oh yeah, so yeah, and so like I say, they all have risk factors. So gold, by the banks, is called zero risk. So if you put in some gold, you can loan out more money because
right.
you've got your leverage in place. So that's about all I think we need to say about Gold Wealth Financial, unless there's something else on your mind right there.
Oh, no. Oh, other than that, how'd you like the way the commercial sounded on the air, Rick?
I just heard it. I did like it. I thought it was good.
I thought it came out pretty good. Now, that's
oh, yeah.
what we're going to stick with for a couple of months, and we'll
yeah,
see how
right.
that works. By the way, folks, in the interest of full disclosure, whether or not you buy from Gold Wealth Financial, we don't get paid a commission. We get paid an advertising fee. Okay, Now, it is true. This is where Lori and I are starting to buy our bullion from. That is 100% true, only because they got such a small markup. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, if you call them, you don't have to tell them we sent you, but we sure would appreciate it. So they have some kind of metrics to know where their advertising dollar is going. But I just wanted to let you know that, just in the, like I said, in the interest of full disclosure.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If you're going to get something like that, there's no reason not to get it there. There is reasonably priced, if not more than anyone else.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Go ahead and start calling in now if you want, 800-313-9443, and we'll start taking your calls right at the top of the hour. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Okay, guys, we've been talking about gold and silver and stuff this morning. Did you guys want to switch it over to the water you wanted to talk about?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, I think I don't want to get everybody pulled to tears with this, but I think kind of important. It's just, like I said, it's not just that much fun, is it? But it needs to be done. So,
to me, it's fascinating, Rick. I could talk about it all day.
It is interesting, and I think I think you've got to have a given imagination to see yourself, you know, if you don't believe anything is ever going to happen, if you believe things will always be just as they are today, then I guess this is boring. But if you can envision yourself in a situation where the dollar is essentially collapsed or is collapsing and we have hyperinflation, then suddenly this becomes very exciting. So I think
right. It
just depends on your framework, your mental framework. I have a hard time believing that we have people out there who are preparedness-minded, who have a challenged imagination. I think, isn't it implied that these are people that look down the road or around the corner and think they see something they don't like? I would have thought that was our demographic.
Well, I would think so, too. But, you know, it's people's personal decision. It's what you believe in your heart is going to happen, or what's the way I look at it is not what I believe in my heart, but what I see is the most likely probabilities. You know, that's the way I look at it. That's just me, though.
Well, so, I mean, so Dr. Michael Burry is putting all of his efforts into water and gold right now. You remember
right. The
5 E's, what is it, God, gold, guns, groceries, and ground. Ground is, there's this, and I've said this before, and there's an investment group here, you have to be very, very wealthy to talk to them, but they've been putting their people in Class A farm ground for more than 10 years, and that would be with flowing
right.
water. So this is where Dr. Michael Burry, the subject of the movie The Big Short, is spending, this is what he's all into that.
Right.
There are, believe it or not, if you can believe this, because my son just looked it up this morning, there are at least two ETFs, and an ETF is a paper promise derivative. It is not water. You cannot drink an ETF. But if you want to invest in global fresh water, believe it or not, these criminals have invented a paper product. This is hilarious. They have invented a paper product where you can do that. I can't wait until they come up with a paper sex ETF. I wonder if you can't drink. Oh, never mind. We better not get into this. It's impossible to believe what these people do and get away with.
Well, I keep waiting for air ETFs. You know, I know that's coming.
Yep. Oh, I believe that's here, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, hold on.
This is the end of our first hour. Go ahead, Lori.
End of our first hour. This is our top of our hour break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Just hang on, and we have a caller on the line when we come back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.